The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we welcome on the WBEN Live Line, Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money. You can catch it Saturdays and Sundays here on WBEN. Jill, we're talking about your 401k and how much you should invest in risky assets, if you should at all. Crypto is one such risky asset. Jill, should people consider adding it to their portfolio?
All right, let's take a big step back. Right now, you cannot put crypto or an investment in a private company. Private equity is an investment in a private company, a company that hasn't gone public yet. Right now, you can't put that inside of a 401k. And the reason is that the very riskiest kinds of investments have been seen to be maybe not appropriate for a retirement plan participant. And that could be changing. So the reason we are talking about this is that last week, President Trump signed an executive order that would actually pave the way for some of these risky assets to be included in 401k plans. Now, it's not yet, it's not done deal, but, you know, the question really becomes, if you have a retirement account and you are using it, to, you know, for your long-term security, how much could you, should you at all put into something really risky? And I've always contended that, you know, risky assets actually exist inside your plan. You know, if you put all of your money in your company stock, that would be really risky, right? And yet in the 90s, that was very, very common, actually. A lot of the big tech companies, people put 40, 50, 60% of their retirement assets in their company stock. And then when the bottom fell out in 2000, 2001, and 2002, people reasoned, oh, well, wait, I didn't want that much risk. And they started to sue the plan sponsor for having those choices inside the plan. And what I would point out to you is that there's lots of risk everywhere. You just have to know how to manage it. And if you have all the information and you're still putting all of your money into something really risky, then the burden is on you to manage that. I think that that's going to be a real interesting question because, you know, everyone loves risk when the markets are going up. They hate it when it's going down.
Yeah.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like I want to take a step even further back, Jill, because when it comes to your 401k, how much should we know about where this is? I mean, my 401k, the money goes in.
Yes.
And then, you know, whoever this big company is, they do their stuff. And, it grows. But I don't pay attention to it. Should I be paying attention more
into
where exactly this money or how it's divided up?
Well, first of all, I mean, generally speaking, in anyone's retirement account, you're choosing the allocation, right? You're saying, oh, okay, I want to put some money in stocks and some money in bonds and some money in cash. And maybe I'd put, if you have a commodities index, maybe I'd put some money in there. But, you know, there are other plans where people are just saying, I just want to put it in what's called a target date fund. You know, that's the fund. It's like the Jill fund. 2035, meaning that whoever is managing the Jill fund, perhaps me, would be putting money in stocks and bonds and cash and targeting that year of your retirement, 2035, let's say, and make sure that you don't have too much risk as you approach that year, 2035. But, you know, for all of us, I think that there is like sort of a beautiful part of what you just said, which is I just leave it alone, but not so much that you just don't know what's going on. So I want to encourage you, my man, Brian, to maybe take a look at what you have. Doesn't have to be all the time. I would say maybe, you know, if you just did it even once a year, then when during benefit enrollment, just say, hey, what do I have? Is this money invested the way I want? If you had 100% of your money in stocks and you were getting ready to retire next year, and then the market fell by 30%, and I'll just say it's your account, so I know if it went from $1 million to 700,000, how would you feel about that? That's what's tough.
That would be bad. Wait till you see how risky they're getting with my 2085 target fund, Jill.
Yeah, 2085 is a long runway, man. Really long runway.
They're really, it's really tough there. Well, I mean, so if some of these rules change, what might people look to do to capitalize on it? Because, you know, some of this, you look at the Bitcoin and you go,
yes,
man, if only I was there at the beginning and it could have been somebody.
And by the way, you don't even have to be there in the beginning. Because you could say, like in anything, I could look at the S&P 500 index and I could go back 5 years. Oh, if only I'd put more money in the stock market 5 years ago, I'd be wealthier today. Bitcoin's a dramatic example of that just because it's been like such a rocket ship. I think with every investment and with every risky investment, I have been more of the, hey, it is totally great to have some money invested. If you want to have a little fun, that's fine, but you limit it. So let's say that you have all of your ducks in a row, right? You've done a really good job. You've got your emergency fund. You got your debt paid down and you're putting money in your retirement account. And your retirement account is really the only investment account you have. Why not limit your fun part of your portfolio to 5 or 10%? That's it. So if you had $100,000 in a retirement account and you said, I'll put 5% of that or $5,000 in Bitcoin, I don't have a huge problem with that. But don't cry when it goes down. No crying. There's no crying in investment. Actually, there's a lot of crying. I've seen grown people cry in trading floors. But there is a sense of, if you're going to assume that kind of risk, do not do so without presuming that it could go in half by, you know, this time next year, because it could.
You know, I know last week you were talking about the job transition. If you lose your job, if you have to change your job, could that make it, you know, maybe putting some of these alternate investments in your 401k, could that complicate the process of moving that 401k somewhere else?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I think that as soon as, listen, if the U.S. government basically says to plan sponsors, you're cool to put these in plans and no one's going to sue you because we're going to put the language in place so that you won't get sued. The real reason why there haven't been any major firms that have decided to put these investments inside of these accounts is that they're scared that we invest in them and then we cry when they go down and sue them. And we say, oh, this should never have been in the plan. That was not appropriate. And, you know, the plan sponsor's stuck. But if that happens, let's just say that you have money that's invested in any retirement account and all of a sudden you're like, I lost my job, or you decide to leave. You can leave that account. Usually you can leave the account where it is. That's one option. The other idea is if you go to a new company and they've got a retirement account, you can sell what you have. That you would basically transfer the account that you have into the new company's plan. And whether they have that account or not, it comes in as cash always when you come in from a different plan. Or you can roll it over into an IRA rollover or Roth account, and you can do whatever you want with it in there. And that would be up to you. But again, I just, you know, my caveat here is nothing is good or bad in general. It's just how you manage the risk. And if you feel like you want in and, you know, you think this is the coolest thing in the world, great. But if you don't recognize that there is real potential to lose money, you are asking for a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jill, always great to talk with you. And we'll do it again soon, I'm sure. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.